Welcome to Social Bookmarking Secrets, how to use social bookmarking to increase traffic and develop customers for life. Here's an introduction. Social media is quickly becoming a popular online activity, and there are many ways that both offline and online businesses can participate. Social media is based on the concepts of community building, and as a result helps to identify target markets, tastes, and preferences. Based on many of the concepts of viral marketing, social bookmarking is another way to promote your brand and enter new markets with ongoing participation. Any business interested in driving traffic to their website and increasing customers as a result needs to take part in social media as part of their internet marketing strategy. Not only is this pool of customers ready and available to listen, but developing a brand presence within specific communities can lead to ongoing traffic and, most of all, results. If you're looking for a valuable strategy to boost sales, increase customers, or simply develop a steady stream of visitors for your blog, social bookmarking offers many benefits for propelling your business towards success. Developing a consistent strategy will take some time, but once you begin, you can look forward to increased traffic and customers for life. Chapter 1, Introduction to Social Bookmarking. What is social bookmarking? Social bookmarking is based on the concept of sharing information on the web and has evolved rapidly with the growth of the internet communities and interactive sites. As more people turn to websites to learn, research, and even read the latest news, the ability to track and monitor this behavior is becoming even easier. Collective intelligence is leading the wave of sharing information based on specific keywords and subjects and can help marketers and business owners in many ways. Today's social networking sites are incorporating many social bookmarking elements into the platform. This allows users to learn even more about each other and is engaging people online by building communities, opening up new networking channels, and giving marketers and business owners a chance to track behavior. The Wikipedia definition for social bookmarking states, quote, an activity performed over a computer network that allows users to save and categorize, see folksonomy, a personal collection of bookmarks, and share them with others. Users may also take bookmarks saved by others and add them to their own collection, as well as to subscribe to the lists of others, a personal knowledge management tool, close quotes. Each social bookmarking site is designed differently, but ultimately allows users to create a profile, update their preferences, and share this information with friends and family. Since they're creating this growing network of information, a pattern of tastes and preferences is established and made publicly available. This profile is the key element of interest to marketers. It's created with basic registration, and in most cases, an email address and login name allow complete access to the social bookmarking platform. The visitor can begin publishing their activity to share with fellow social bookmarkers, and this creates a network of categories. Discovering and sharing information with keywords in specific topics is what allows social bookmarking networks to grow. As more information is provided, the categories of interest also develop to provide key information. Dig.com is a perfect example of social bookmarking that is growing rapidly. Users can rate and comment on articles, video content, and podcasts on thousands of topics. The more popular items are posted on the Dig.com front page, while others are rated and logged for the community to review. While Dig.com is primarily a news site, it is just one example of a valuable social bookmarking network that has developed into a proliferating online community. Any articles or information that's posted on Dig.com has the potential of being viewed by millions of visitors. Getting to the Dig.com front page ensures thousands of page views, all at a very low initial cost. Of course, the information that reaches this level must be valuable to Dig.com readers. Since the votes are all user-generated, it allows anyone submitting information to learn about their audience from the ground up. How and why consumers build social bookmarking profiles. The fundamental reason why consumers build social bookmarking profiles is to create an identity to share. After doing so, they're able to interact on social networking sites on a regular basis, and marketers can use this behavior to their advantage by monitoring their favorite brands, reading about new products, learning about competitor products, identifying with other users, seeing what friends and family find interesting, finding out what the latest trends are, and identifying new products to purchase. In order to create a profile on many of today's leading social bookmarking sites, a user simply creates a screen name, login information, and possibly uploads a picture. Depending on the theme of the site, the user will then go ahead and upload the relevant information, such as links or products, to their profile pages. After that, they can become part of a community. Community members and leaders rise to the top ranks of the site based on a variety of factors, including level of activity, user feedback, number of products reviewed or discussions created, popularity within the community, number of fans. In many ways, social bookmarking is considered to be a form of collective intelligence based on a few trends in the marketplace, news, or other information can provide very important data to a third-party observer. Filtering data has become even more important today as it provides insights and information on direct experiences with many of the goods and services available in the marketplace. Developing your website using social media. Social media offers the latest roundup of online technologies that's based on the concept of community, sharing opinions, posting comments, participating in discussion boards, and simply exchanging media files are all facets of social media on the web today, and social bookmarking and networking are just a couple of these online activities. Knowing how to develop your website so that it is conducive to social media applications can help you interact with your customers in a variety of new ways, and ultimately lead to the traffic levels you desire. Increased traffic is a necessary result of innovation, and attractive websites that encourage user interaction are making the business of marketing much easier. Social media sites encourage users to set up a profile and interact with other community members. Communities and niche channels develop organically with limited effort from a company or site owner. By joining some of these networks as a business entity, you can create a valuable presence with a variety of customers and find out what they're most interested in. Submitting valuable articles and content and then sharing it in a niche community is an excellent way to create a positive presence in the world of social media. But there are some specific steps involved when publishing on the web. SEO, search engine optimized friendly content, is not the only way to develop a presence, as there's an element of interacting with community members involved as well. But why is social media so important in your everyday business and marketing efforts? What role does it play in reaching your target market? These are both questions that many website owners and businesses ask, and determining the effectiveness of social media will be a part of your internet marketing strategy. Social media is quickly becoming one of the web's fastest growing online activities, a place for customers in a variety of markets and niche communities to learn, educate others, and interact with other buyers. As a result, it's in your best interest to track and gauge different patterns. Consider social media just one channel to accurately gauge your customers' interests, tastes, and preferences. Each contributor is essentially volunteering testimonials on products, likes, dislikes, and other information that was once only available from direct market surveys or interviews. Social media platforms offer you some insight on what the customer truly wants at any given time. Developing your website so that it uses at least 2 to 3 of today's leading social media technologies can help boost traffic with less and less direct marketing efforts. Consider the value for social media activities such as Wikipedia, social networking communities, video sharing, virtual reality and events, online audio episodes, live casting, and media sharing. First, let's look at Wikipedia. Wikipedia is quickly becoming a valuable way for businesses to attract fresh visitors simply through educating and informing them on a specific subject. Developing an article with your business link and then submitting it to a Wikipedia directory can easily help you reach a variety of targeted visitors who have a specific interest in your subject. The only effort you need to make in this case is to provide a quality article or material and submit it to the appropriate category on Wikipedia. Wikipedia receives thousands, even millions, of web visitors each day. Simply creating one link to your information can be all it takes to reach a wider audience. In the event that a visitor finds the information especially useful, you have the chance to join a social bookmarking network as well. Social bookmarkers are always looking for valuable content to link to and submit, and you have a chance to join a new community with each submission as a result. Social networking communities. Social networking communities offer another opportunity to join the social media channels. Every effort you make to identify your brand and web presence can be increased tenfold when you join a consumer-driven and user-generated community such as MySpace, LinkedIn, or other social networking platform. These sites encourage regular interaction in a casual and conversational style. Although you won't be submitting specific articles or content, you will be growing your brand presence with your users. In addition, you can use the search features on any of these sites to narrow down your target market. Video sharing. Video sharing can work well in conjunction with your article and content submissions and is becoming especially popular with social bookmarkers. Creating and publishing videos to deliver a message can easily be picked up by many social bookmarkers and shared instantly. The idea is to create something unique and creative so that more people are driven to view it and ultimately head back to your website. Virtual reality and events. Virtual reality and events are another way to attract new viewers to your website and can create an instant impact with other marketing efforts. If you submit a press release about your event or the latest innovations on your website to different social bookmarking networks, the chances of increased exposure are much higher. Making sure all of your submissions are tagged and indexed in the right categories will help you create a strong presence in the community. Essentially, you're notifying your community of the upcoming events or news in press release form. If you catch on to a trend or other newsworthy subject, you can gain instant favor on a variety of social bookmarking communities such as Dig, Technorati, or Reddit. This is a great example of buzz marketing at its best and can benefit your website promotion efforts in multiple ways. Online audio episodes. Developing online audio episodes of content is quickly becoming a popular activity for bloggers and website owners, and including this type of media on your website can help you promote your work in a new way. The immediate attraction of audio on your website can also be submitted to social bookmarking sites and other media channels, and once you have a system in place for publishing these files on your site, you can start sharing the link on a regular basis. Sites including Dig and Technorati now have a section for podcasts and audio files. More people are becoming interested in simply listening rather than reading, and you can begin to reach a much wider market by taking advantage of this trend. Livecasting. If you have a business or website that can create news, tips, or advice, then livecasting may be another opportunity for you. These segments of online video are designed to share an idea, showcase an event, or even stage a seminar. The idea is to generate enough interested users who join the session from anywhere. Livecasts are online events that can be used to generate buzz. A press release that highlights the event can easily be submitted to social bookmarking sites and directories for instant exposure. Media sharing. Media sharing is one of the precursors to social bookmarking and networking, developing from the concept of photo sharing and music exchanges. As these sites have grown, more people are learning to share and create profiles so that they can fit into different communities naturally. Flickr and Zoomer are just a couple of examples of these, and you can create a small profile of your own to join. Always remember to include a link back to your main website, as this will be the ultimate driver of new traffic. All of these social media platforms offer you an opportunity to establish a presence within a community, and then start to network with other individuals. Always keep in mind that any piece of content that's published on the web has potential for sharing. The link is what will be submitted to social bookmarking directories and networks. And you can work on building a profile of your own, or counting on your customers to do this for you. The goal is to create a valuable and consistent presence in a variety of social media outlets so that the chances of being bookmarked and shared are much higher. The impact of Web 2.0. Building a network of like-minded users and visitors is the basis of Web 2.0 applications on the web today, and social bookmarking is just one element of this growth. Web 2.0 sites are based on a few key principles that encourage interaction and sharing information with ease. By using tagging and breaking down information into keyword structures, everything is organized in a way that makes it easy to search and find specific information. From blogs to shopping sites, Web 2.0 has allowed new media-rich applications to serve as platforms for all users. Sites such as Dig.com, StumbleUpon, LinkedIn, This Next, and dozens of others are building communities and creating networks. But why is this relevant to a marketer? Web 2.0 applications are essentially doing what market research departments have been working on for decades, filtering information on consumers and segmenting the market. Market segmentation is an essential part of consolidating demographic information and has often been compiled through surveys, focus groups, and other market research initiatives. Web 2.0 applications allow many marketers to simply skip these steps. If your consumer market is voluntarily sharing information about your tastes, preferences, and other ideas through social bookmarking channels, it becomes much easier to learn and develop new tactics to keep them engaged. Many industries can gain significant insights and information from experimenting with social bookmarking and networking tools. This concept of creating a knowledge economy is growing rapidly in such areas as retail banking, pharmaceuticals, education, research and development, communications, and retail and shopping. Social bookmarking allows marketers to segment and augment their market, help with branding, develop relevant RSS feeds, open up a platform for visitor comments, monitor and track how specific products perform in the marketplace, increase revenues, and reduce expenses. Social bookmarking is influential, and many sites develop a format where similar products, articles, or items are conveniently located next to the current one for easier navigation. This creates a more enriching experience for the visitor, but also helps track basic preferences for a variety of users. This recommendation concept has been very successful on shopping sites such as Amazon.com and is gaining speed in multimedia, articles, blogs, and other information hubs as well. Other benefits of social bookmarking for business. In addition to the marketing and branding benefits of participating in a social bookmarking network, there are other benefits involved. The following metrics can be generated as a result of ongoing participation. Increased traffic. Articles and submissions posted to social bookmarking sites can be tracked easily. Increased revenues. Customers that are continuously participating in a specific genre or community are more likely to simply buy something through this portal or channel. This gives rise to increased revenue. Rankings. Determining how well a specific product is doing becomes much easier as it reaches the high ranks of a specific community. Lower expenses. Social bookmarking and marketing on the web offer the added benefit of reduced costs. Businesses are more likely to reach a wider audience with minimal effort. Marketing on the web. Social bookmarking offers many benefits to bloggers, consumers, and visitors, but there are additional benefits for marketers and business owners. Both of these groups can take advantage of a plethora of information readily available. Social bookmarking allows users to share and promote their tastes, preferences, and brand choices. Not only are they doing this without prompting, but there is an element of creating a network with like-minded users involved. The old ways of conducting market research and finding out more about target markets and customers are long gone. With today's web tools and freely distributed information, tracking down the target market and identifying new trends has become much easier. It's interesting to compare and contrast the old and new ways of marketing on the web. When website and internet marketing first became effective, the most common applications included surveys, online newsletters, direct email campaigns, autoresponders, email collection services, and visitor feedback through comments. With the surge in Web 2.0 technologies, blogging, and a higher level of interaction on the web, the focus has shifted to interaction and community building. As a result, the most common applications for marketers on the web today include blogging, social networking, wiki-style site building, online chat, vlogging, online events, social bookmarking networks. By seeing exactly what customers are looking for online, a business or marketing team can even increase their own exposure in the right channels. Branding by increasing exposure is an excellent way to cut costs on marketing budgets. Social bookmarking is an inexpensive way to simply insert and include a brand in a growing consumer activity. At a very basic level, social bookmarking allows users to create a profile and share information. When building a profile, users are looking for other people with similar interests. Any business or brand can create an identity and join various communities. By doing so, they can reach well beyond their target market and join various networks after a few simple steps. It's easy to attract and maintain a steady presence by using the following guidelines when developing a submission. Make the content easy to read and understand. Offer useful tools, use keywords, and make the best use of tagging so users can find information with ease. Understanding tagging. A large number of websites are implementing tagging systems in an effort to control and organize the information on their site and categorize various pieces of data. A tag is a relevant keyword or term associated with a specific piece of information. It can be used to describe or represent a picture, media file, article, or product, and is used by social bookmarking sites to organize and categorize the data. In most cases, each media file or piece of information will have one or more tags associated with it. Tags are essentially a way for categorizing data and are the critical first steps in developing a niche subject. Even though there may be some contextual issues involved with specific keywords, most tags become a part of a collaborative effort to organize all data available. After collecting and organizing this data, the following options exist: facilitating networking, analyzing source tags and keywords, that's essential for article marketing, increasing branding, improving user communications and interaction, developing new products, and developing new blogs or online channels. Tracking down your target market with social bookmarking. A typical business can not only position themselves within their relevant channels or social bookmarking sites, but can also work on presenting themselves professionally after learning about their target market. Tracking down the target market has commonly been done with parsing technologies, and only possible after collecting large amounts of data based on surveys or other input. Many of these research studies are conducted by expensive marketing departments and can take months or even years to consolidate. Still, tracking down a target market is worth the effort. Finding out exactly where potential customers are, learning about their buying habits, and engaging them in new ways of interaction with a company can help improve brand presence and create a shift in consumer behavior. With social bookmarking sites, the information about consumer behavior and preferences is readily available. Social bookmarking sites that create a community based on preferences pave the way for reviewing trends, patterns, and basically learning what the market is interested in at any given time. Reviewing independent profiles and trends on a regular basis can make trend forecasting much easier. It can help with identifying market leaders and learning firsthand from the consumers about feedback on specific products. Engaging within a community can help create a brand presence, but also learn about direct customer experiences. Chapter 2, Why Social Bookmarking? The Thinking Process of a Social Bookmarker. Social bookmarking offers many opportunities for marketers to collect information and learn about the behavior patterns of their customers, as well as firsthand reviews for particular brands and products. Social bookmarking sites are chock full of different perspectives and information, and all of this is stored in an easily searchable database. Since like-minded individuals are creating tags on every item they post, it becomes easy to find relevant products and related subjects within each area of interest. Social bookmarkers are primarily interested in learning more about products and ideas that interest them and will network accordingly. They're more exposed to new information, whether this is pulled from blogs, media sites, or simply a product page from a business. The more involved marketers are with these social networks, the higher the chances of increased brand exposure. As more social bookmarkers participate in their communities, the buzz about a particular product or idea can easily be broadcast across multiple markets with very little effort. The thinking process of a social bookmarker is relatively simple. First, they find an idea or product of interest. They then upload this information to the social bookmarking platform, whether this is a news site such as Dig.com or a social shopping site such as ThisNext.com. Next, they describe the product or idea, usually posting a brief summary that includes keywords and other relevant information. This is noted on the social bookmarking site's search engine, as well as the tags that are added to the item after this. Once complete, a picture or other media clip may be added, followed by the social bookmarker's signature if it does not automatically get posted as part of the profile. Once submitted, the new item is organized and implemented into the appropriate category on the site. Any new information posted to the site can now be viewed by the entire audience. Subscribers to various channels will see new topics posted immediately in a very similar format to an RSS feed on a blog. In either case, this fresh information will be on the roster of all the people in that community. If others find it important as well, this increases the chances of sharing, as they're more likely to note it and include it on their lists. But what does all this mean for the marketer? Essentially, this means that the marketer or business can create unique content and products to send to various social bookmarking sites. Once they create a valuable presence, it becomes much easier to influence the decision makers in each and every community. This is the essence of social bookmarking and networking at its best. Community building can create a network of influence that can now also be enjoyed by marketers and entrepreneurs on the web. How to get on the front page of a social bookmarking site? Given how simple it can be to get information in front of influential customers, it only makes sense to take the steps to get on the front page. The front page of social bookmarking sites offers an opportunity for increased page views, visitors, and increased exposure across multiple channels. Getting on the front page makes it easy for millions of visitors to get the first impression with very little effort. Still, it's not an easy process. Sites such as StumbleUpon.com, for example, can generate as much as 20,000 page views after just one showcase on the front page. But how is this possible? The first step in reaching the top ranks is to develop a creative headline. All articles on social bookmarking sites that have some leverage contain a unique and compelling opening. They encourage readers to click on the link and essentially draw people in. It may be helpful to brush up on article writing and effective web copy to understand the guidelines for writing compelling headlines. The next step is to write an appropriate description. Descriptions are essential for ensuring your captive audience stays with the article through completion. The first 10 to 15 words can make or break the article, and this is the time to keep the information short and concise, but informative enough to keep the reader engaged. Some social bookmarking sites don't allow more than 150 characters, so you may need to edit the text down according to site standards. After reviewing the headlines and description, you will need to make sure the first paragraph is just as compelling. You've grabbed the user's attention, and now it's time to continue on with a unique presentation. Posting irrelevant information may result from banning from the site, so it's important to stay within spamming guidelines. If you're posting information from a blog, it may be simpler to just add a bookmarking button on the site. Bookmarking buttons can be pasted within a website or blog with some simple HTML code. You will simply copy the code and implement it on the site so that others can link to it easily. Or instead of adding bookmarking buttons one at a time from each social bookmarking site, you can run simple scripts that will add multiple buttons all at one time, like the free script from addtobookmarks.com. And just as a side note, you can get complete URLs for all the websites mentioned in this audio by going to the text version of the book. Okay, once you've submitted your piece, it's important to network and socialize with other people in the community. This can help you create an active profile with various communities, but also provide added exposure for relevant posts or links. Cooperation and collaboration on social bookmarking sites are essential for creating a valuable network, and you can gain an even more influential presence as you find the right networks and communities to join. Responding to comments, posting information on other people's articles or blogs, and just staying connected to various channels will help you build a positive online reputation. Why community building is important on the web today. Building a brand in the offline world involves maximizing exposure and creating easy access to your business. Online, this takes the form of communities and social interaction. It's even more important to become engaged and get the right level of exposure on the web today. And community building is part of this process. Joining relevant networks, providing appropriate content, and building an online profile are all effective ways to make this possible. And building a strong foundation requires some skill and knowledge about social networking overall. Ensuring that positive feedback, comments, and relevant information are posted is one way to promote a brand or identity with ease. As more readers begin to learn about your particular topic or niche, it becomes easier for them to associate and grow with you. How to find the right networks and communities to join. Finding the right networks and communities to join will take some time. You will need to set up your profile first, highlighting key areas of interest, tagging your information appropriately, and sharing the information in already established web communities. After that, you can start communicating with other social bookmarkers to learn about the different groups available. Many social bookmarking sites are organized by topic and subject, and you'll want to narrow down your fields of interest to about 4 to 5 different areas. If you're selling beauty products, for example, you may choose to set your sights on fashion, lifestyle, shopping, and style. If you're promoting a home products-based business, you may choose to focus on stay-at-home mom groups, entrepreneurs, and small business networks. It's important to think in larger terms when choosing communities and networks to join, as you can narrow down the crowds after entering and introducing yourself. Introductions are very informal on social bookmarking sites and are different than joining a discussion forum, group, or portal. On these sites, your ranking and seniority is largely determined by the date you joined and the level of activity. It may also be calculated by the number of positive ratings or comments you've received, as well as a calculation of page views. Whatever the case may be, it's important to learn about community rules and guidelines, and then begin posting in areas that are relevant to your identity. How to increase links to your website. Link building is a natural byproduct of social bookmarking sites, since you're using your links and blog posts as leverage while you network. It becomes very simple to locate groups of interest, and then to proceed with sharing your links through article submissions and relevant posts. Building a profile with a link to your website is the first step, since the more prominent your position on the network, the more that other community members will want to learn more about you. Increasing links to your website can be done in a few different ways, without spamming. First, commenting on blogs, articles, and posts and providing link-back information of relevance. Second, including your link as a tag on your profile name. Third, making sure people are aware of new information that you have posted by copying and pasting the link on relevant discussions or comments. These are all effective traffic builders for your website and can start to spread the message about a particular topic or article of interest. Examples of successful bookmarkers. The internet is filled with successful social bookmarkers on a variety of topics and subjects, but it's sites such as Reddit.com and StumbleUpon.com that can really get a startup noticed. Even if you're joining these networks on a personal level, it can help to begin learning about a community, understanding key preferences and lingo of particular communities, and utilizing the common applications and tools available on social bookmarking sites today. Some of the most attractive opportunities lie in the following. For general news, there's Reddit.com, where news and topics about the most recent lifestyle and daily topics is ranked in a top 25 on the front page, as well as a listing of popular subreddits for upcoming topics. Dig.com is a popular site that lists topics in the last 24 hours, 7 days, 30 days, and 365 days in the All News section. Categories filed here include technology, science, world and business, sports, entertainment, gaming, and a list of the top 10 overall. Delicious, that's del.icio.us, one of the most used software applications available, and it was one of the first social activity bookmarking websites. The site hosts a hot list of social bookmarks and can easily be tagged and searched. And Delirious, delirio.us. That's another well-established social bookmarking website that includes 2 to 3 line descriptions with all headlines for easy reference. The simple site is just a list of the most recent bookmark posts and is also easy to track and review. Again, remember to see the text version for complete URL listings. Then there are niche markets. This Next at www.thisnext.com. It's a social shopping service that specializes in online shopping. The dedicated shoppers on this site share and recommend specific products, and anyone can upload a profile and start creating wish lists. Library Thing at www.librarything.com is a bookmarking site for sharing books and reviews. Similar to Amazon.com's recommendation service, the site hosts multiple books for sale through Amazon and categorizes all information with tags and keywords. Raw Sugar, www.rawsugar.com, is a simple and easy bookmarking site that focuses on internet news, Web 2.0, programming, blogging, and Silicon Valley. The Things I Want at www.thethingsiwant.com is a social bookmarking community that specializes in wedding registries, gifts, and baby items. It's another social shopping community that allows users to create wish lists, discuss products, and share reviews. Wists.com is a growing social site that lists thousands of shareable wish lists, or Wists, that are indexed by popular tags, top users, and popular users. The site also lists the number of posts in each category, making it easy to seek out specific keywords and relevant information. Getting to the top users section on this site can increase the chances of exposure. And Blinklist at www.blinklist.com allows you to share and make lists on a variety of topics and subjects on the web. It's easy to save websites for reference and research and find in-depth information on multiple topics. The recent activity on Blinklist Community can provide easy access to keywords of relevance.